Notes on his poems by a guy who observed them in their natural habitat. His poems were skunky. His skunky poems gorged upon flowers at the edge of ponds swarming with frog eggs in their cloudy sheaths. His poems slept where they ate. Often they slept upon the stubble of what they had eaten. Whatever sang nearby, they sang too, without imitating. They drooled, bristled, scratched themselves in moonstruck pleasure, hissed, hucked up tar, hucked up lint, hucked it down. They could not keep their tongues in their mouths or out of their own clover-scented anuses. They were warren-born, with their sticky eyes and ears open. They shed in all seasons. For their young, they wove warming blankets from their belly hair. If they were frightened, while they were gorging upon the roots of succulent water plants, they ran the way furred things run. They found hiding places where they could shit and re-ingest in peace. They hid with their obsidian eyes closed. They gave themselves permission to tunnel in, dreamed where they grazed, grazed where they dreamed. They pushed their twitching noses into the marshy places. At the tops of their heads were predator avoidance, mating behavior, black hair splotches, mysterious growths that they could thrust back, thrust forward. If you ever saw their alert splotches, you miss them. Now and then, you miss the poems. Their unhandsome hind legs made bounding possible. They bounded. They bounded while they slept. They were low on the food chain, these poems, the favored snack of predaceous poems. They were of an order called Orlanorpha, not thought important to remember until its extinction.